A universe of your own. Memorized formulas, and knowing that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, is not education at all. If anything, it is pure fantasy, fraud, and betrayal. Our unique educational path will cross mitochondria several times. Just by reading popular books, you hear of mitochondrial DNA, that it is a foreign organism that somehow parked in our body and keeps its bags packed. But even that is not quite real education yet. Though these are popular science facts. Popular science is a kind of poetry where scientists create these beautiful and absolutely true stories that help us understand the universe a little bit better. It is both a love of science and an introduction to science. It is a starting point, absolutely, and there is nothing wrong with it, like, at all. An interest in works of science popularizers is more powerful than school, because these stories aim to be connected, aim to be integrated, and if you listen to enough of them, then they will start cross-connecting, and you will begin building your own knowledge library. But as powerful as that is, we still have a problem. This knowledge is very lovely, very snuggly, and very soft, and we need structure and form so that we may climb higher. Basically, the question is, how the heck do you get your hands on a cell? Not just mitochondria, but the unit, the integrated system. And the answer, the quick answer is computer simulation. Computer simulation by means of learning programming, so that you may create countless many simulations all on your own, in your own way. Allow me to explain that with a simpler example. Space travel. When we receive a signal, it will be extremely old, maybe a billion years old or more. That planet will probably be long gone or at least transformed. And if we are to reply, it will take another billion years. But there are anomalies, many of which have not yet been discovered. There are countless paradoxes. There are issues of space warping, constant acceleration considerations, and concepts like nanorobotics or panspermia. There are very simple ways to warp time and space and still hope to escape the event horizon or the point of no return. You'd think that this requires a professional scientist who has read many books, but actually, you just need to program a pixel art game. You, on your own. You will be shocked to discover how painfully, how heartbreakingly slow speed of light is. And immediately develop a hunger for orbital dynamics, or, you know, math. You will angrily discover that mathematical notation is actually a joke. In fact, Newton said something like that. He said that he made it hard on purpose, because he's a jackass, though a lovely one. You may very well discover that you are the first person learning astrophysics at scale by means of cool simulation. And getting inside a cell with a similar approach will be just as insightful and integrated and cross-connected. Here, you will discover that simulations of nuclear chain reactions, or the sun, or planets, the formation of the universe even, is almost too easy to study. The interesting things, of course, are in when you twist all the knobs to the maximum and things begin acting weird. This is where all the discoveries are made. And yes, I know, it is still hard to believe all this. Even knowing where to start is tough. It is still all too fluffy, all too good. And this is where learning programming comes in. In this context, start with p5.js because you get instant graphics. Here, the first thing you do when putting a moon in the orbit of a planet is reach for Newtonian physics. And the moment you consider travel, you will look at Einstein's work. And yeah, you will need help converting some of the concepts to code. Actually, the way he needed help to convert his ideas into math. But here, you arrive at the edge of real education, because unintegrated things don't work where simulations are concerned, so you are starting to learn for real. You begin working with relativity, with warping space and time. You become interested in the universe and all the chaos, and perhaps mesmerized by the Lorentz attractor, where you set off on a journey to create your own universe, an endless game with an infinite number of users. And if you are not interested in creating simulations or games, then still, computer programming will reveal to you what real education is really like.